You provide the fire, and I'll provide the sacrifice. You pour out your spirit, and I will open up inside. Heal me, of God. Heal me, of God. Heal me, of God. Heal me, of God. If you provide the fire, and I'll provide the sacrifice. You pour out your spirit, and I will open up inside. Heal me, of God. 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 If you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. You pour out your spirit, and I will open up inside. Heal me, of God. Heal me, of God. Heal me, of God. Heal me, of God. Heal me. God, heal me, of God, heal me, of God, heal me, of, heal me, of God, heal me, of God, heal me, of God, heal me, of. And so, Father, we need your anointing, and we need you to fill us up today in the mighty name of Jesus. We come before your presence with singing. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you with thankfulness on our heart, God, with a determination to bless your name. God, the songwriter said, when praises go up, blessings come on down. And, God, I don't know about anyone else, but I need your anointing, and I need your blessings, oh, God, on this day. So fill me up now in the mighty name of Jesus with all of you. But before you fill me, God, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, Lord, I ask that you are evicted right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Evict carnality. Oh, God, evict, God, faithlessness. God, evict, God, a bad attitude. God, evict doubt right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Evict any and everything that is unlike you. So, God, when you fill us, Lord, we'll be filled completely with you. God, if you provide the fire, Lord, I'm willing to be that sacrifice, that you will refine me, that you will purify me, God, that you will make me better, God, than I can ever be right now. God, in my current state, Lord, I'm not where you desire for me to be at. But if you put me into the refining fire, Lord, Lord, I know without a shadow of a doubt, God, I will come out as pure gold, because I know that you have placed a treasure in me. Lord, I know that I am somebody and something that's important to you, God. And so, Lord, and I know that you have plans for me. I know that you have a better future for me. I know without a shadow of a doubt that you have greater for me, Lord. So I submit myself to your throne, and I submit myself to your authority, and I submit myself to your will right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I plead right now, God, come to more and have your way in my life. Have your way in my relationships. Have your way in my ministry, God. Have your way on my job, Lord. Have your way in my finances, God. Come to more and have your way. Because I know without a shadow of a doubt that you know what's best for me. And you know what I need more. You know where I fall short. You know where I come up short. And God, where I'm weak, God, you said in your word, you are made stronger. Be strong in my life right now. Be mighty on my behalf right now. Be God. Be God all by yourself in my life right now, Lord, as I seek your face. And Lord, as I turn from my wicked ways. God, we're praying right now, God, because you tell us that men ought to always pray. And as we gather ourselves together this morning to pray, God, we pray because America needs healing. We pray, oh God, because our families need healing. God, we pray, God, because you are the only answer to the problems and the circumstances in the world today. Lord, we dare not lean into our own understanding because when we lean into our own understanding, we always fail ourselves. God, we always come short of the glory or the expectations that we are looking for. And Lord, we never fulfill the purpose and the plans of your life, I mean, that you have for our lives. But when we seek you first, oh, God, we seek that your will might be done, and we seek, oh, God, your righteousness, Lord, that everything that we need, God, will be added to us. Oh, God, and then that and some more. And so, Lord, where will we turn to, oh, God, when our souls are overwhelmed? Where will we go, God, when we're in need of assistance and we are in need of help? God, who else can we go to, God, in the time of trouble? God, I'm leaning on the rock. God, I'm leaning on my strong tower. Oh, God, I'm depending upon the wheel that's in the middle of a wheel. God, I'm depending upon the one that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm leaning on the one who tells me that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Who can I turn to and who should I look to? Lord, I only can look to you. David said, I look to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. God, I thank you that that's the God that I serve. The God that made heaven and earth. The God who made something out of nothing, and the God that knows the plans that he has for my life, and not just my life, but those that are attached to me as well. God, put us through the refining fire today as we put this flesh under subjection. Lord, this is our day of consecration and our day of prayer where we lay aside food and we lay aside drinks, Lord, so that you can get the glory out of our lives. And as we sacrifice the desires of our flesh, Lord, we pray that your will be done not just in our lives, but in the lives of those that are connected with us. Our sacrifice and our fasting today, it's not a hunger strike, Lord, but we need you to move on our behalf. God, we need you to breathe on us right now in the name of Jesus, not only into us, but to breathe into our finances, to breathe into our children, to breathe into our ministries, Lord, to breathe in life on our jobs. Oh, God, to breathe, oh, God, in everything that we put our hands to do, to breathe in America and to breathe on America, God, so that life will be restored in America, God, so that healing, oh, God, will be brought to the land in America, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we don't fast in vain, and we don't pray in vain. But, Lord, we pray and fast this morning with purpose, because these kinds come but by fasting and praying. And so here we stand before you this morning. We need your glory. We need your spirit. We need your power. Send your glory now. Send your power now. And fill our cups, Lord, till we can't handle any more. Lord, as you run over in us, we won't hoard your glory. Oh, God, and we won't hoard your promises. But, Lord, what you breathe into us, Lord, we're willing to breathe into someone else that don't have a relationship or a connection with you, God. You said, God, that we must be cities that are set upon a hill that cannot be hid. So, Lord, you need us to stand. You need us, God, to let our light shine. You need us, oh, God, to rise up, Lord, so that you will get the glory out of our lives. Lord, help us to stand, oh, God, today. Help us to shine like lights, oh, God, the cities that are set upon a hill. God, help us to shine bright, Lord, in this dark and evil world, Lord, that you will get the glory. And the only way that we can shine, Lord, is that you would fill us up. fill us up with all of you. Because, Lord, I don't want anything carnal to shine for you. And I definitely don't want anything carnal to shine for me. So, God, help us, Lord, today. And uproot those things that are unlike you. And shine your glory inside of us and all around us, that we may, God, glow in your glory and glow in your midst. We surrender to you, and we declare not our will, but not our will be done. Let your will be done. Get the glory out of my life, Lord, today, that as I go to work or as we go to the store, supermarket, Lord, wherever our ventures may take us today, our journey may take us today, we need you to walk with us and we need you to talk with us. We need you to equip us, God, for the day so that we may be about ministry in everything that we say, in everything that we do. Oftentimes, Lord, we only think that ministry, God, resides or occurs in the four walls of our church. But, Lord, ministry expands past Jerusalem. Ministry expands past Judea. God, ministry expands past Samaria. It goes into the uttermost part of the world. And that's why you gave us power. God, power, oh God, to be a witness, Lord. That's why you've given us power. Not power just to get accolades for men. Not power, Lord, just to fulfill our selfish desires. But, Lord, you've given us power to walk right, power to talk right, power to live right. Lord, you've given us power to be a witness, power, Lord, to be a light, power, God, to speak those things that are not as though they were. You've given us your power because you have placed something great in us that the world didn't give and the world can't take it away. Thank you for putting greater in me. Thank you for placing greater in me. I have yet not obtained. But Paul said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and looking towards to those things that are ahead, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm hungry today to fulfill your glory. I'm hungry, Lord, today to fulfill the purpose and the plans, the purposes and the plans that you have for my life. I want greater, and I know that you have greater for me. So refine me even now. I understand that that means that I will have to go through different processes. I understand that I have to go through different challenges, because in this life we shall have tribulations. But my victory comes with the ending of that paragraph, that sentence or that phrase, because you urged us and you calmed us and brought about peace in us. We were concerned about the tribulation, but you told us, don't be fearful, because I have already overcome the world. Since you've already overcome, Lord, that means I already have the victory. Since you've already overcome, that means I've already won. Since you've overcome, Lord, that means that victory, victory shall be mine. Lord, we love you today because you are magnificent in all of your ways. Lord, I ask that you would cover the people in the blood today. I sprinkle blood over their, oh God, virtual doorpost tonight, this morning. That you would cover them. Devil, you have to pass over. Enemy, you have to pass over because these people, God's people, are covered by the blood. You don't have authority here. You don't have power here. The Lord has set us free. We're free from bondage. We're free from sin. We're free from distractions. We're free from physical issues. We're free from financial issues. We're free from spiritual issues. We have been set free by the blood of the Lamb, and we speak life over every single one that is under the sound of my voice. I cover you with the blood. Because the blood still heals, the blood still delivers, and the blood still covers and sets free. I pray that God will strengthen you today. I pray God's choices anointing on you today. I pray that the favor of God will rest upon you all day, that you will see the manifested power of his glory upon your life in this very day. Send your anointing now, God. Let us not go for anything, lack for any in anything in any area of our lives. And as we seek after you spiritually, Lord, oh, God, help us to be well-rounded, oh, God, and prosper and be in good health, God, because you said that you want us to prosper and be in good health, even as our soul does prosper. Holy Ghost, anoint us, grow us, build us, strengthen us, refine us, breathe into us, and bless us today. Pour out your spirit right now, God, not by power, not by might, but it's by your spirit that we shall live and not die this day. We glorify you, and we thank you even now for what you have in store for us and what you're doing in our lives. Let your will be done. Lord, we be careful to give you the glory and the honor and the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen. Mm-hmm.